So today we're going to try to understand the Sibaya. Takfa echa befaneinu mao hechidani. Ida shasik, I do. First, the Gemara says that if somebody grabs something in Bezdin, and the person he grabbed from is quiet, there's nothing to talk about, it's a hida, and the grabber wins. That's Ida shasik. Ida katsavach, may have a little levit. If he responds, he screams, so that's certainly nothing. Also pashit. Vay, tzricha. When do we have Reb Zeir Zibaya? In the following case. Dishasik meikara v'hadot tzavach. That somebody is first quiet when the person grabs, and later he starts to scream. My, so why does the din, so we have to have two tzadim to the Zibaya. What are the two tzadim? Either midi ishtik aidui aidilai, either since he was quiet, it's a raya that he's maida and he loses, the grabber wins. Aidilma kivan de katsavach hashta, since now he started to scream, iglai milsa. So you see clearly, the high de shasach meikara, savaka chazali rabbana. Why was he quiet? He said, oh, the rabbi sees. So he was hoping the rabbana would do something. So they didn't do anything, so he started to scream. There are two ways to learn this Gemara, the two tzadim of the Yibaya. There are two mahalchim. One, the simpler way to learn. One, the mechudishtika way to learn. Obviously, if one way to learn is a chiddish, we're going to have reasons to learn that way. But first, let's get the two pshatim down clearly, and then we'll see why we would want to learn a mechudishtika mahalach. The first pshat is the pshat of the Nebuki Yosef and the Rosh, who learn posh pshat the way you would learn, like I said yesterday, if you're learning daf yomi, just learning simple pshat, you just touch up the Gemara. What's the Gemara shayla? Gemara is trying to figure out in umdina, trying to figure out what's normal human nature, what part of human nature is arayim. So in Shas you have it all over the place. Right, the whole Bava Basra, whole Cheskes Gimel Shana is Gebayit. That a normal person is not quiet. If you see someone in my field for 3 years, and you don't say anything, it's a raya that you're that it's not yours. What's the raya? The raya is because we estimate that human beings would not be quiet in such a case. They wouldn't be quiet and just let things happen. So where do we get that estimation from? I guess Chazal, I don't know how they shot it up. They did an estimation of the way, now you can't say 100% of people. Nothing is 100%. There's no umdina that's 100%, because there's always people that are different. So you have to pick a number, let's say 90%. 90% of people wouldn't be quiet if someone was in the field for 3 years. And that's enough, Chazal says, enough to make an umdina. An umdina in Shas is a vados. It's a vadai. That if you're quiet when someone grabs, in umdana means we're certain that you're wrong. Now, before we go any further, you have to know that vada, what vadai means. Vadai could mean 90%. The word vadai means it's enough of a vadai in dine mominis that it's called a vadai. Right? If somebody's in your field, you all know from Bava Basra, someone's in your field 3 years, you don't say anything, he has a chazak. Because it's a vadai, a person doesn't see someone else in his field for 3 years and he's shaisik. Now, I can show you, it's a vadai, maybe I can show you a case of certain people who are not that way. I'll show you Pliny, he let someone be in his field 3 years. So we would say that's an exception. In umdina means that it's something we call vadai in din. We call it a vadai. And for us, it's good enough. I'm not sure what the percentages are. Well, let's just say 90%. That's good enough for us indeed. We have, for example, Chazal have a chazaka, ein adam pereya tezmana. Gemara says that a person who borrows money, ein adam pereya tezmana, he doesn't pay early. Ba'alavai shi'ifru vizmana, the Gemara says. People don't pay loans early. So someone comes to Bezni and says, I paid the loan early. And the lender says it's not true. We believe the lender. We believe the lender. Ein adam pereh tesman. Now you, maybe there's someone sitting in this room that borrowed money and he did pay tesman. They say it's a kasha on the Gemara. Teretz says, no, that's an umdina in the Gemara. An umdina, what we call vadai, is it's enough of a vadai to pass in front. It's enough of a vadai. So the Gemara is saying the following. If a person is shaysik straight through, that's enough of a vadai to paskin that it's not his talus. The other person, granted, you're shaysik straight through. People don't do that. It's a vadai that's the other person's talus. Freit Reb Zeira, what about shasakal ubsayf tzavach? If somebody was first quiet, and then only later he started to scream. So the Gemara is asking, is that enough of an umdina that it's not his? Since he had such a delayed reaction to the person grabbing, he delayed. First he was shaysik, later he was talking. Does that fall under this category of umdina, that it's a vadai, it's not his? That's one side of the ibayah. That we could say certainly, it's not his. If it would be his, he would scream right away. Or could we say, no, he has a good excuse, because he said, Kachazili Rabbanon, and there's no umdina. So according to this way of understanding the Gemara, which I think is the Pashtu Pshat, the Gemara is asking a shaila in umdina, in human nature. How do we shots up this type of a case? And a person in this situation, when someone grabs something from him in Bez, when they're in the middle of a din Torah, somebody grabs it from him, and he is first shaysik, and later tzavach, let's try to figure out the nature of people. Do we hit the 90%? Don't we hit the 90%? One side of the ibaya is that it's a vada hayda, and the other side of the ibaya is that it's not a hayda at all. That's Pashup Shat Gemara, the simple way to learn. But that's the ibaya. Now, according to this mahalach, you have to realize, we're going to paskin idui yaydalei, that it's a hayda. The Gemara later is going to say in Tim Tzalai, Ma'idui Yadilei. We paskin that it's a Haidah. So that means, according to the Mukhi Yosef and Arash, you have to realize what comes out with this pshat. Because, like I said, this is the Pashup Pshat. But it comes out of Chiddush. It comes out that if someone grabs for someone else, and he's Shaisik, Lubisayf Tzarach, we're paskining that's a Vadai, it's an Umdina that he's being made. It's a Vadois that he's being made. That's the way it comes out lahalacha if you go with the Rosh and in the Mukhi Yosef. And like I said, if I'd be giving a Daf Yomi shir, I would learn the Gemara this way, and I would go vaita. I wouldn't get into complicated pshatim. This is the simple pshat. Now, I'm going to get to a second pshat. What's the problem with this pshat? Anybody have any problem learning the Gemara this way? Is there any downside to this pshat? Just push it in the Gemara. Gemara's nibaya. Someone grabs, and he goes back. Does that mean he's being maida or not? Keshani la'atzmi, I would say there's one downside. Even if I was learning Daf Yomi, and I wasn't thinking too much, but I would say, what? That's the maskana. That if someone grabs for me in front of the Bezdin, I have to scream right away. If I don't scream right away, it's a Vadai Haidah. I would say, what? That's an Umdina. I would have this problem with the Rosh and the Yosef in the Maskana. Because they're saying in the Maskana, that the Maskana is, that if I'm in Bezdin, and someone grabs for me, and I wait a few minutes for Bezdin to say something, I see Bezdin doesn't say anything, then I start screaming. That there's something wrong with what I did. I would think that a lot of normal people would behave that way. No? If you're in front of Bez, and you're no arguing in front of Bez, and you're pulling out a talus with somebody, and in front of Bez, and the guy grabbed from you. I would guess that it's pretty normal to first be quiet, hakachazili rabbanon, and then scream. That's what I would think. Maybe I'm a calm person, I don't know. Nowadays, we get all excited over a talus anyway. Big deal. It'll keep the talus, right? But assuming that you're fighting enough to go to Bezna over it, you go to Bezna. So the one, at first glance, the one downside in this pshat is this chiddush, that according to this pshat, it comes out in the maskana that a person in Beis Din normally screams right away. That's what comes out. Okay, what? Could be the times changed. Yeah, it could be the times changed. Today, people are less excitable over it. People were poorer then. Okay, it could be. I don't mean to say any tiyufta. You're right. I'm just saying that's the chiddush. That's a chiddush in the rush.
Why doesn't Beis Din do anything?
Beis Din always does things. What do you mean?
Why doesn't Beis Din do anything?
What should they do?
Maybe the person knows the Beis Din not going to do anything. That's why it's sweet.
Well, Beis Din can pass him.
Passing based on his.
So Beis Din, we all understand that grabbing, unless the Haidah is a Haidah, your person can't win by grabbing the Beis Din. So I think it would be normal to be quiet. Look in front of Beis Din, Beis Din will take care of it.
You're going to look bad at being quiet, you're not going to be quiet.
It's true. So it's like the result that causes the effect. All right, maybe that's the Rosh Hashanah. This is the Rosh Hashanah chat. Good. So far, we don't have any major problems. This is perhaps the only hard. Comes along in the Mukiyais, the Ran. And the Ran has a second shot. Now before I start, I just want to tell you, the reason we're learning the Ran is not because we're fishing around to find two pshat in the Gemara, but because the Ran's pshat, many paiskim hold, is the Ikra Lahalacha. The Ran's pshat in the Gemara, which you're about to learn, is more than just the second pshat in the Gemara. There are Kama paiskim that hold that it's the Ikra Ladina, it's the Ikra pshat in the Gemara. So let's learn the Ran's pshat. The Ran is both in the Chiddushi Ran and in Shita Mekubetzes. And the Ran learns the following pshat. He says, given, if someone grabs for me in Beis Din, and I'm first quiet, that's a Safik Haidah. We call that a Safik Haidah. What does Safik Haidah mean? It means we paskin that haidah is a haidah which may or may not be a haidah. It's a safik. Now, you have to realize certain things could be clear to us that it's a safik. Understand? Somebody can say something is vadai a safik. That's dira to say something is definitely a safik. Right? If two people come into Beis Din, each one's holding a towel, one of their towels, we say it's a safik. So if he shows up, we say it's a safik. Dr. Rahan. No. If one person is shasal of seif tzavach, it's a safik. It's a safik haidah. The Reb Zeira's question was, what do we do by a safik haidah? Shnayim ozim betalis. And they come to Beis Din, and shasal of seif tzavach. One person grabbed the shasal of seif tzavach. Given, it's a safik haidah. What's it din by a safik haidah? What would you say? Two people have it in Torah. And somebody does something that's a safik if it's a haidah or not. What should be the din? That's true. So who's the mozik? Zakhtaran, this is the question. The question is the following. When we started on that phase of Aleph, the first thing I learned with you above Metziah, Shnei Mezim Betalis, I told you that there are two ways to learn when you see two people holding a talus. You could look at it two ways. You could look at it that each person is a muzik in half. Two people holding a talus. Each one's a muzik in half, but Torah is vaday. One way to look at it. And we learned then that that's Taisa's Shita, and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Right, Taisa said it's a mikol haitzi. One person wants to take from the other one, he's a mitzvah. That means Tosis held, each one is holding half the Torah's vada. Or there's another way to look at it. We said you could look at it that each one's holding the whole thing. And since each one's holding the whole thing, they're each holding it but Torah Safik. When two people walk into Beis Din, each one's holding the whole thing, we tell each one is a muzik but Torah Safik in the whole thing. Each one's holding the whole thing. Two people holding the whole thing. That means it's beterasafik. It's unclear if anybody's a Muslim. Those are two ways to look at Shnei Mezim B'Talis. The Ran learns that these two ways to look at the Mishnah, which we called, when we learned the Mishnah, we called Shitas Taisvis, that each one's holding half, and Shitas Rashi, that each one's holding the whole. These two ways to learn are the two tzedadim of Reb Zeira's Ibaya. Reb Zeira asked the following Ibaya. Reb Zeira asked, by Shasachul of Saif Tzavach, which is a Safik Haidah, what should we do? Should we say, well, each was a mosek on half b'teres vada. If you say each was a mosek on half b'teres vada, and there's a suffik haidah, so it doesn't change anything. A suffik ain't suffik mighty b'dei vaday. I'm mosek in half, you're mosek in half. Now there's a suffik haidah, shasagul b'seif tzav, a suffik haidah, it doesn't change things. Because since we're a vaday, since we walked into Bezdin, I'm a vaday in half, you're a vaday in half. So then, Safek Haidah is garnished. Doesn't change anything. Or do we say, no, when two people are holding a talis, each one's mozik b'teres safek. And if each one of the two is mozik b'teres safek, then a Safek Haidah is good enough to make the one who grabs win. The one who grabs could win. He says, look, I have a Safek Haidah on my side. On your side, there's a suffix if you're a mozik, my suffix haidah knocks off your suffix mozik, suffix mighty me day suffix, and therefore the grabber could keep the whole thing. What the Ran is doing is saying that the umdina is clear. There's no ibay about umdinas. The umdina is basically a clear umdina. The umdina is some people are quiet, l'b'seif tzavach, and some are not. It's a safek haidah. Clearly, it's a safek haidah. It's a taina, but it's not a vada. The Gemara's ibaya is, what do I do by a safek haidah? What should I do? Should I say that they're a vada mozik? If they're a vada mozik, does safek haidah help? No. Suffer doesn't help against a vada. Or should I say that they're only suffik mulzakim? If they're suffik mulzakim, then a suffik haidah works. This is the way the Ran learns the pashtus of the Gemara Zibai, a new way of learning. Now you better understand the Ran, you're not going to understand the rest of Shir. From here to the end, we're going to work with the Ran. So you have to chap exactly what the Ran wants the tuaif. And what the Ran is gaining with this whole pshat in the Gemara, what the Ran is gaining is he's saying that it's clear shasakul of the seif tzavach is not a 90% case. It's not an umdina, no such thing. If somebody is quiet and he screams later, it's for sure. We don't say that 90% of the people wouldn't do it, so it's not a raya. What percentage of people who are right would be shasakul of the seif tzavach? Maybe 50%, maybe 60%. Not enough to make an under. Enough to make a suffix. What do you gain with Sveikus? Could you win a dintaira? You come into Bezin, you say, I have a suffix on my side. You ever heard somebody come in a dintaira that way? What could you win a dintaira if you have a suffix on your side? Huh? Only if the other guy only has a suffix. If I grabbed it, and I have a kind of suffix on my grabbing, if the other person's a mosek, I can't win. You can't go into Bezdin and in front of Bezdin grab something from someone else and tiny, maybe it's mine. Show, maybe it's mine. You're tiny, it's yours, but you show an umdin of a suffix. You can't do that. But if the other person's only a suffix, then it'll help you. Zakhtar Ran, that's pshat in this Gemara. Pshat in this Gemara is by Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira has an Ibai. The Ibai is this. If a person's quiet from beginning to end, that's a vaday. It's a haidah. If a person screams right away, also a vaday. You scream, then the grabbing doesn't help. The question is, such a person, who is shaisik for a few minutes, and when he sees Bezdin not doing anything, then he starts screaming. It's a little suspicious. Why did he scream right away? It creates a suffix to us. Not an umdina, it creates a suffix. What happens, someone who grabs, and by grabbing, he could create a suffix. What happens with that? In fact, the Gemara Nibayim. Should we say, when you grab something and you create a suffix, meaning you create suspicion that the other person's wrong? So you're timing, why was he quiet? That timer, could that win? That depends on how you learn the Mishnah. If you learn the Mishnah that people are mufzakim b'teres vaday, that each person has a mufzak on half, then this can't win, because each person's a vaday, you can't win. If you learn the Mishnah that each person, when they walk into bed, right away when they walk in, they're only mufzak b'teres safik, because each person is grabbing the whole, holding onto the whole thing, and the other person is also grabbing onto the whole thing. Each person is mufzak b'teres safik. If you learn the Mishnah that way, Zok Reb Zeira, then a safik haidah is enough for a grabber to win. I grab it. I have a taina. My taina is, why didn't he scream? It's only a safik, but that safik is good enough because he also only has a safik. So safik is mighty, ain't safik mighty me dey vaday, but safik is mighty me dey safik, and therefore I could win. Zok Duran, good question. Zok Duran, that's the Gemara Zibai. Okay, those are the two stud. You're asking, how does that fit into?
How does it fit into Gisman from Bezdin?
How does it fit into?
How does it fit into Gisman from Bezdin?
The Gemara is talking in front of Bezdin.
No, but Rebbe said yesterday.
Oh, so yesterday I mentioned the Machloikis, if it's not in front of Bezdin. Not necessarily. First of all, it would certainly be good if you say not in front of Bezdin, then certainly a person shouldn't scream. Right, the second side.
That's
good.
The
Mishnah is talking that they didn't grab out of Bezdin. You're asking, why did they grab out of Bezdin?
The whole way we're going to touch the Gemara now, see the round, is that some of the cases are the Suffolk of the Umbra. And therefore, you have Machlaikis, is it a Muslik in the Badi or Muslik Suffolk? But the Muslik Fat and Muslik Suffolk, you don't have a child outside of Bezdin anymore.
Fine. It's not a problem. The Ran will say, very geschmack, the Gemara Zibai is tough for Yechad if I'm in Bezdin. Because if it wasn't in Bezdin, there'd be no Shaila. The Ran's not a Shubit. It doesn't matter. See, the Ran could go with. Yesterday I mentioned two Shitas. The Ran could go either way. He could say, this whole Shaila is in Bezdin. Outside of Bezdin, the Ritva said, outside of Bezdin, everyone screams. Every normal person screams. If he didn't scream, it's an umdin. Fine. It's nothing to do with Muslim Badi Muslim Safik. Since it's a 90% umdin outside of Bezdin, so it's going to win no matter what. This is not totally the Tutsi Sadim Rebai. I thought you were asking something else. He said, has it fit into? I thought you were asking, has it fit into the Lashon HaGemara? Now, since no one's asking, I don't have to worry about it. This is the Ran's pshat in the Gemara. Now, the Ran, unusual for Rishayim, the Ran says at the last line of the Ran, he says, "What forced me to say it, this new pshat?" He says, "Pshat in the Gemara, Hikdisha Mahu," which is in the bottom of the Yom. Hikdisha Balai Takfa Mahu. He says that Gemara is going to force me to this pshat. When we get to that Gemara, we'll talk it out. Why that Gemara is a raya? But you see, it bothered the Ran. He knew he's saying a new pshat in the Gemara. It's not pashut pshat. And he's telling us what forces him, and it's taka strong raya for Mikdisha B'lai Tatfa Mahu, which we're going to get to. When we get to that Gemara, we'll have to see how the Ran learned it, how the Rashba learned it. How the Ran learned it, I mean, how the Mukhi Esim, the Rash learned it. But he himself is saying, I have a proof from later that this pshat is correct. So we'll get to it, Mitzvah. But this is the way the Ran learns up the Gemara. No one asked, so I don't have to. All right. So the question is, how does it fit into the Lashon HaGemara, this pshat? What are the two tzadim according to this? What are the two tzadim of the Ibaya? What are the two tzadim? Huh? Is our Mishnah Vaday? Is our Mishnah Safi? Doesn't that a two tzadim? The Gemara doesn't say that those are two tzadim, does it? The Gemara doesn't seem to say it. Now let me tell you how if I wanted to do it easily, the way I would say, I would learn the Gemara as follows. with this pshat. I would have said that Mahu, should we say the way we learned like the Muki Yosef, that Midashasek Adoyidilay is quiet as a Raya is being made. There are two ways to look at it. You don't have to speak out. Therefore, it creates a suffix. One or two tzadim. The Gemara doesn't explain. So that we have to add ourselves. I would have learned the Gemara is just explaining why it's a suffix in the Haidar. And if I wanted just to get past it, I guess that's the way I would push it off. The Ran himself, in his words, explains the Lashna Gemara sort of that there's a third tzad, Oidilma. There are two tzadim, that's the main Ibaya. There's a third tzad, Oidilma, or maybe it's not even a Safik Oidah, because Chachazilei Rabbanan, there's a third tzad, maybe it's not Oidah at all, because Hashtukat Tzavach was made Karama, Chachazilei Rabbanan. So sort of a third possibility. A third possibility is it's not Oidah at all.
That's
what he's saying.
Isn't the third possibility a suffix? Well,
maybe it's not a suffix, it's a suffix. Rav Zera was saying to whoever he has to see by it, he said, listen. But he said, there's a suffix Eidah here, so we have two tzadim. Oh, Dilma, maybe you're going to argue with me. You'll tell me it's not even a suffix Eidah. Maybe you'll tell me it's a Vade Eidah. In other words, Rav Zera himself was talking about suffix. But the listener is going to answer him, maybe you'll tell it to me, it's a Vade Eidah. It's not even a Eidah. So he says like a third possibility. Be that as it may, again, we have to walk away from the Ram. How do we pass it? How do we pass it? We pass in Oduya Yilay. We pass in the Tzad that it's a Haidah, which means, according to the Ram, that we pass in what? If Oduya Yilay, is we pass in that it's a Safik Haidah, and it's a suffix muzik. That's the way the Ran ends up in this Gemara. Because remember, the Ran is saying that the two tzadim of the Gemara are, is it a fade muzik or a suffix muzik? The Gemara ends up in Tibtulay Maidoyi Aydilay. So you have to think it through. The Gemara ends up in Tibtulay Maidoyi Aydilay means the Gemara is ending up on the tzad, that the typhus wins. The grammar wins. That's how we pass. We pass. We talk for Yechol Fadenu. Grabber wins by Shasak of Saif. So figure it out. Grabber wins on a Safik Haidah. That means, why does he win? Because the other person is only a Safik. Safik Mosek. So the way the end of our Gemara will be like the Ram is that the person is a Safik Mosek. And since it's a Safik Tisa, Safik Haidah, that's why it helps. That's the Ram Shita. In Maskonas HaGemara. If the Ran was writing the Shulchan Aruch, he would write, Maskona is, Takva Yechem B'Fenenu helps, because in our Mishnah you're only a Safik Mufsik. Now when we learned the Mishnah, whose Shita was that? That when you're holding it you're only a Safik Mufsik? We call that Shita's Rashi. That each person who's holding it is only a Safik Mufsik. So the Ran fits well with Rashi. I don't have any Raya that Rashi learned like the Ran or like the Rush. I don't know. But it fits well. This whole Pshetl fits well with Shita's Rashi in the Maskana. Now we said that that's Rashi Shita in the Mishnah, that each person's holding it only B'Torah Safik. So let's take a look at Rashi and see if this could help us with Rashi. Rashi Tokfa Echad. What does grabbing mean? Means he took it out of his friend's hands with strength. And it's all in his hands before they swore. So anybody who learns this Rashi wonders, like I asked yesterday, why does Rashi say Kaidim Shanishbu? My name is before they swore, after they swore. What's the difference? There are two people holding a talus, arguing in Bezdin. Bezdin passes, they have to swear. What's the difference? You grabbed it before you swore, you grabbed it after you swore. My nafkamina. According to the Ran, it's very geschmack. Because Rashi holds, when two people are holding a talus, each one's holding a betairas safik. Right? That's what Rashi learns. Shneimer is a betalus. Each one's holding his hair betairas safik. They come to Bez. Bez says, swear. And you get half, you swear, you get half. Bez says, swear, ain't li bapachas mechetzia. So each one raises his right hand, doesn't raise his right hand. He puts his hand on the sefer Torah, and he says, I swear, yesh li ba, ain't li bapachas mechetzia. The other one swears, yesh li ba, ain't li bapachas mechetzia. Bez and Paschus, half yours, half yours. At that moment, after they swear, each person is mozu b'tayras what? There's vaday. Once Bezdin paskins, Shtaymez and Batalis Yachloiku, on the condition that you swear. And then each person swears, each one's holding a Batalis Vada.
I know I'm a liar.
Now, one second. Now, once Bezdin paskins, each person's holding a Batalis Vada, at this moment, if one person grabs, and the other person is Shasak Lubasayf Tzavach, which is a Safik Haidah, at that moment, of course it doesn't help. What does Safik Haidah help if you're holding a Beteres Vadai? Once you're holding a Beteres Vadai, the Ram said, Safik Haidah is garnished. Ain't Safik Maisi Midei Vadai. The only reason Shasak Al-Basayf Tzavach helps is why? It's because each person is holding a Beteres Safik. So if each person is holding a Beteres Safik, then the Gemara has an Ibar. But once Kivan Shanishbu, once you swear, now each person has a Psak Bezdin, each one's holding Teres Vadai, it's very geschmack after you swear. Now Rashi's Maidi, each person holding Teres Vadai. So Rashi learned like the Ran, and he says that then a Safik Kaidah is not going to help you once Nishbu. Once Nishbu. Says, Kaidim Shanishbu Lashi. Kaidim Shanishbu. Says, very good. The Mukiyais himself. Okay. The Muki Yosef brings Lashem Rashi. He quotes Lashem Rashi. We Neman usually that way in the Muki Yosef. That the Muki Yosef, even when he brings Lashem Rashi, is not a Raya, he's masking. His style is he always brings Lashem Rashi, and then he goes into his own thing. Right, that's also a good time. As someone said yesterday in Shir, that you can learn another Pshat in Rashi, which is also a good time. That once it went, it's not mistaver, the person already swore, a minute later he's going to be maida. It's not mistaver. He swore, it's half mine, the other person grabs it, he says, yeah, I'm maida, it's yours. So it's not normal. So that pshat is, it's also a good pshat, that it's that way.
On the first pshat, if I know it's not mine, I know I stole it, and I know I'm holding it, and then Bezdin says, and I swear falsely, I never made an opinion on it, it's still... Unless you
want to
say Hefka, Bezdin,
Hefka, it's not Hefka, Bezdin, Hefka. When Bezdin paskin something, every psak Bezdin, Bezdin are not Nevi'im. Bezdin are not Nevi'im. We don't have an Amunah Shleima that when Bezdin paskin, Klapishmaya Galia, they did the right thing. All we say is based on the evidence, Bezdin paskin correctly. So, it's a Vadai. The psak is a Vadai. Psak is a Vadai. If you know you're a Ganiv, and you, and Bezdin Paskin, that something is yours, and you don't admit it. You in your heart know you're a Ganiv, but you admit it, so you're a Ganiv. As far as Bezdin is concerned, you're now at Muzik B'Teres Vadai. I told you that many, many times, that there are situations where the Psak Bezdin is so, and that's it. I told you, if you have a poor man who walks into Bezdin with a diamond, with $1 million, and he says he's been saving it up, Bezdin believes him. In their heart, they don't believe him. They're chayshid, he stole it. But Bezdin's going to believe him, because in Din, you believe him. Okay, this is the Ran's pshat in the Gemara. Not like the pshat in the Gemara, which I use the word pashup pshat. I don't mean to insult the Ran, that it's not like pashup pshat. The Ran himself says it's not like pashup pshat, but just some nafkaminis between the Ran's pshat and the Muki Yosef's pshat. There'll be two l'chayra pashta nafkaminis between them. Our Mishnah is talking that each person is holding the edge of the talus. We call it Erzim Bekarkashta. They're holding the fringes of the talus. What would be if each person is holding the talus itself? When you have a tug of war, right? I don't know, nowadays, when I was in camp in Color War, they had a tug of war. It was the best thing in the camp movie is when they had the Color War, the tug of war between the staff on each side is pulling the rope. Everyone's pulling and pulling, and the rope snaps, and everyone falls. Always the highlight of the summer. You have a tug of war. What happens at a tug of war? Each person's holding it to the edge. Now, the way I imagine two people fighting on a talus, very often, each person will be holding the talus itself, not just the edges. If each person's holding the talus itself, so the Gemara says later, Chazaka, kol ma shetachas yad adam shalayhu. Whatever's in your fist is yours. Whatever you have in your arm, that's yours. When we say achlaiku, that goes on what's in between the two hands. When you walk into Besdin, and you're holding some talus in your hand, and you're holding some talus in your hand, we slice it right there, and whatever's in your hand you get, whatever's in your hand you get. That, Rashi's maida, everyone's maida. That's your mulsid b'taris badai. Chazaka kol ma shetachas yaradam shalayhu, is what's in your hand. What would happen if two people walk into Besdin? Everybody has his part in his hand, and they're fighting over it. Oh, it's a big talus, it's hard to fit it all in your hand. Is Lav Davka fighting over a big talus? They could be fighting over a bracelet or a necklace, and each person's holding part of it in his hand. Yeah. What's in your hand and hanging out of your hand on your side is also in your hand. Right? That's my first Yom Shalai. So now they walk into Besdin. Now they're Muslim Bataris Vada. In Besdin, one person grabs it away, and the other person is Shasak or Lubisaif Tzavach. What's the deal? According to the Rosh and the Muki Yosef, it's the same Ibaya as the Gemara. Same exact Ibaya. Mahu. Even if you're holding it in your hand, it'd be exactly the same Ibaya. According to the Ram, in this case, what would be the din? According to the Ram, in this case, it's pashit that tfisa works, it doesn't. It helps, it doesn't help. We pashit tfisa doesn't help. Because remember, the Ram side is that this tfisa is only a suffix tfisa. Since it's only a suffix tfisa, why does it help in the Mishnah? Because everyone's mulzik b'teres suffix. But if I have it in my hand, I'm a mulzik b'teres vaday, and then a suffix haidah won't help. So according to the Ram, this won't be an ibaya. It'll be pshita that what each person has, vadai, he's going to win, according to the Ram. This is not included in ibaya. The whole Gemara's ibaya is only on the case of the Mishnah, where they're holding the Karkashna. That's one nafkamina between the Ram and the Rosh Muki Yosef. It'll be a second nafkamina in the reverse case. The Rambam, when he brings the Mishnah Shneimos and Betalis, he says, or talis munachas besimta, the talis is outside on the sidewalk, and zaymakula shali anima tasiya, zaymakula shali anima tasiya. Talis usually wouldn't leave on the sidewalk. Could be they're fighting over a wagon, they're fighting over something that's hard to schlep into bed. So it's sitting outside in the simta, and he says, it's mine, he says, it's mine. Why is it yours? He says, well, it was a hefty in the simta. And I came into its Dalai Lama's first. And he said, no, I came into the Dalai Lama's first. Dalai Lama's is kainah. So Rambam said that the din of our Mishnah applies in such a case also. You don't have to be holding the edges. If it's munachas b'simta, so it would be the same din of our Mishnah. Now, what would be the din when they come into Besdin? And Besdin, the first time Besdin sees them, no one's holding it. This thing is outside in the parking lot of Besdin. Assuming the parking lot is a simta, it's a parking place in front of Besdin. And they call the Besdin over to the window and they say, you see that wagon down there? I say it's Kula Shali, I found it. He says it's Kula Shali, he found it. What's it din? So they're seeing Besdin the Shai. And then, Bifaneinu, One person runs out and he grabs it. Now the other person is shaysik a whole time, pashut. He's being made. The other person is screaming a whole time, pashut, a garnish. He was shasakul of seif tzavach in this case, where the thing they're fighting over is munachas besimta. According to Russian Muki Yosef, also this is included in the Ibaya. This is also the same exact Ibaya. What's the difference? Same Ibaya. According to the Ran, this is not included in the Ibaya, because here there's certainly only Suffolk, Typhus Patera Suffolk. They're not holding it in their hands. It's in a symptom. Each person is a Mugzit Patera Suffolk. Shita, each one's a Mugzit Patera Suffolk. In this case, the Ram would say it's not an Ibaya. Since each person is only Mugzit Patera Suffolk, so there's no question. A Suffolk Haida is good enough. There's no Shaila Suffolk, basically, they Suffolk. So, in this case, the Ram would also say there's no Ibaya. This would be a second Nafkamina. So we have two Nafkaminas. One, where they're both holding it in their hand. The Ram says it's not an Ibaya because they're holding it with Teres Vaday. One, where it's Munachas Besimta, also there's no Ibaya like the Ram, so it's Sicha B'Teres Safik. The whole Ibaya in the Gemara is, in the case of the Mishnah, they're holding it at the fringes. It's an Ibaya. It's holding it at the fringes, the same as holding it in your hand. Or is it by holding it only with Teres Safik and then the Tfisa helps? These are two nafkaminas between the Rosh and the Muki Yosef against the Ran. I'm shining this Gemara as Ibaya. I have no raya to either of the two Ibayas. I mean, either two nafkaminas. I'm not bringing rayas. I'm just from an nafkamina, you get a clarkite in the Gemara.
When the Vaday Mosek,
because the Muki Yosef learns the Gemara Zibaya is it a Vaday Haida or is it not a Vaday Haida? So let's see. If it's a Vaday Haida, so then I know that even if they're mamish holding it, if it's a Vaday Haida, he loses. Right?
Maybe in the case of the word Vaday Mosek, you get the whole set, but then you have
a Vaday Haida. So it's not logical, because if I walk into Beis Din holding the Karkashta and you grab it away from me, we're saying it's a Vaday, I'm being Maida. So if I have it in my hand and you grab it away from me, I would think I certainly should scream. It's more of a Maisa Tfisa than I'm holding it with Karkashta. I have a mamish in my hand. Because he knows he's stronger in Beis Din because he had it. And love this, you're right. But I think the way people are, I don't think you're right. I think a person screams more if someone pulls something out of his pocket than if someone pulls something that they're both holding. That's my estimation, that a person would scream more. So if anything, it's more of an umdana. So I think if I'm wrong, then you're right. Then I'll be included. Okay. What I mean to do is to illustrate the two ways to learn. Let's learn the first Tashma. We'll get to a little more about this. Let's see. Amar Rav Nachman, Tashma. Approve the Sibaya. Bemedvar mamurim sheshneim adukim ba. Aval hoysa talas yaitzim itach ziyadei shalechan mehem. Amaitzim mechaveirei olav arayim. If the talus is only one person holding it, I might say mechaveri. Hey, chidami, what's it talking? Inemekiniktani pshita. If it's just pashit, one person's holding a talus, the other person says it's mine. Pshita, of course he wins. You don't need to teach him such a din. Elad, it must be talking shetafecha b'faneinu. That one person grabbed it, and one person grabbed it. So again, if the other person said nothing, it's also pshita. So it must be that he was shasen l'b'shitzavach. So we see Beferish here, a raya to which side of the Ibaya, that Tfisa helps or doesn't help. It's a raya that it's not a trick question. I just want you to think. Right? So Gemara says Toshma, it's a raya tfisa. So raya tfisa helps. Now according to the Russian Mukiya, it's not complicated. So raya tfisa helps. Normally a person should scream right away. Easy. According to the Muki Yosef, it's a raya which way? It's a raya, tfisa helps. So it's a raya that I must be, I'm only Muslim b'tayr safik. Since I'm only Muslim b'tayr safik, so when a person grabs it away from me and I'm doing a safik haidah, it helps. Because I'm Muslim b'tayr safik, he has a safik haidah, he could keep what he grabbed. That's the way it comes out. Also, l'chayr pashit. Ha'ara. Gemara says tfisa helps b'loshin hamoitzi mechaveroi olav haraya, which means that if a person grabs for me, he wins. If I want to get it back, I have to bring a raya. Now, let's see if this makes sense. If I bring a raya, someone grabs for me, I'm shasak lo b'seif tzavach. So Bezin says, aha, you are quiet, you lose. He wins. So I lose. What do? I go out and I find a raya. I dig up Edim that saw when we picked it up, that I picked it up first. I bring them to Bez. Are these Edim going to help? So Gemara, yes. Now think for a minute. Does it make sense that these Edim help? We have to learn the Gemara like the Rush and learn it like the Rush. Put it to the Rush. When you grabbed from me, and I was shasak lo b'seif tzavach, and I lose. Why do I lose? Why do I lose by shasak lo b'seif tzavach? It's a haida. I'm being maida. I'm being maida. It's yours. Let me ask you a question. If in Bezdin a maida something's yours, I lose, right? Why? That's called haidas baldin. K'mei eidim, right? If a maida it's yours, I lose. Can I turn around later and bring Edim? If later I bring Edim, then it's mine. If I was Maidim. Could I bring Edim? What's going on here in the Gemara? If you walk into Bezdin and you're Maidim, Haidah's Baldin can May Edim, Dami. You can bring May Edim, you're still going to lose. If I go into Bezdin and I say, I'm Maidim, this belongs to you. Then the next day I say, yeah, I found Edim, it's mine. Bezdin's going to throw me out. Haidah's Baldin can May Edim, Dami. What's Pshat in this Gemara? Like the Rosh. Like Pshat in the Gemara. Gemara is saying that Shasim of Seif Tzavach means I'm Maida. If I'm Maida, why does it help me bringing a Raya? Like the Rosh is very Pshat in this Gemara. Like the Ran, it's going to be much better. So according to the Ran, when we push it, when we end up saying now, that if you grab, you win. Why do you win? B'tayrus what? Why do you win? Durant says you only win B'tayrus Safik. It's a Safik Haidah. Safik Haidah. So now it makes sense. If it's a Safik, if I was Maida to you, so I can't get a Phoenix to be a Safik. Now I bring Edim. I'm Mitzvah of Araya. I bring Edim. Makes a lot of sense. The Gemara's Geshmak. I win because I'm Mitzvah of Araya. So I could win. But according to the Rush, how do you learn this Gemara? I don't have a teretz. I'm stuck with this. How is the Rush going to learn this piece of Gemara? How is he going to learn Hamaytzi Mechaveir Elov Araya? If you say that it's a Vaday Haidah, that when you grab Shazam Seif Tzavach, according to the Tzad that you might, that it's a Haidah, it's a Vaday Haidah, how can I bring Edom later? What does it mean? I'm a tzavah of a raya. It should say I lose. Period. I lose because I was maida.
What's his
amasla? I was tied because
I was
quite because I knew I had Edim.
Why should I scream?
He'll say I knew I had Edim, so that's why I didn't scream. Why does it? He says I thought I had Edim, that's why I didn't scream. It's also, that's not a good amasla. You don't believe in me. He screamed later. But we're being Peshit Ibai, yeah, that screaming later, according to the Rosh, is about Eidah.
Yeah, but in fact, Eidah saw it doesn't help you. So what you said that I had Eidah, I thought that would help me.
No, I don't have Eidim that I have Shnei Vazim. I have Eidim that I grabbed it first. Maybe that's a terrifying like to rush.
Well, you were saying now that, what would happen if the guy grabs the bet? Well, if I play against Nelson.
Oh, okay, I wanted to get to that too. We'll have that probably tomorrow. If he grabs the bet.
Probably not for me on this one.
Yeah, I forgot. The, again, I was asking Akasha, not me, I mean, this is. Sais implicitly as the kasha. He says later on, it's good that you can bring Eidim later. What he's saying is like the Rosh Hashver. Like the Rosh, how can you bring Eidim later? If it's a Vadei Hedah, why does it help later on? I mean, if they have a right to bring Eidim. So it could be the Teretz, like Yaki said. It could be. The Teretz is that it creates an Amasla. Amasla means an excuse. A person who does something which implies a Haidah, and later we can explain why he did it, then Amasla helps. So maybe if he brings Eidim later, you could say, the reason I was quiet is I knew I had the Eidim. But some saying it won't be good, but if you bring the Eidim and you show that you had an Amasla, okay, it's a good teretz according to the Rosh. But certainly the Gemara is more gishmak according to the Ran. You see this very often when you learn Gemara, there's a pashto way to learn and a not pashto way. Most of the time, if it's a Rishon who learned the complicated way, later there are a lot of things that fit better according to him. Because Rishonim didn't say complicated pshatim just to give you a headache. You know, when you learn the Gemara, to make it confusing. It's a complicated pshat in the beginning, but as we go through the Gemara, the Mukhi Yosef is much more difficult, and the Ran is much more gishmak. So this line, Amos Chavaraya, like I said, is much more gishmak according to the pshat in the Mukhi Yosef. Okay. Within Amasla, it should still be. But the question is, in Amasla that you could prove. Because the Gemara Zibaya was, when a person doesn't have Eidim and he's Shaisikul Obsev Tzavak, what does it show? Gemara Zibaya wasn't if a person has Eidim. If he has Eidim at home, so why should this be? You prove you had what? So the question is Kochazi the Rabbanon good enough? No, not Eidim that he grabbed. Rabbanon saw he grabbed. I mean Eidim that he was originally his. The question is, the Amasla of Kochazi the Rabbanon, is that a good enough reason not to scream? That's the Gemara Zibaya. So we say it's not good enough. But having Eidim that know you picked it up first, that's much better. Eidim that I'm right? Therefore what?
Therefore, I could be quiet.
It's stronger when the Rabbanim saw and grab it, and I have to aid him. When the Rabbanim saw and grab it, I don't have to aid him. It's a big difference. If we'll have a better teretz like the Rosh, I'm willing to listen. Right now, it's the only teretz I have. Okay. For tomorrow, Chaza Ayin, make sure you understand exactly the Nebuchadnezzar shot in the Gemara, and the Ksais Kufa, the Tzitzkim, will get some time. Beis and Gimel.